Welcome to Let's Talk in English, everyone. My name is Peter. Thanks for joining us this fine Saturday.
Hi, friends. I'm Pauline. We talked about some fun things this week, and today we can review all of it together.
Hey, what's that smell?
Oh, yeah, I smell something, too. It smells like Peter is going crazy.
No, really, I smell something. It smells like cake or something.
Oh, maybe you are not crazy. James did make some cupcakes. They are still fresh and they are good.
What?
James made fresh cupcakes.
What? I mean, you already ate one and you didn't bring me one?
Oh, he gave me two. I just thought he was being nice.
You ate both of them?
Sorry. Let's start our review by looking at the lessons. Then we'll ask some questions. Pay attention.
Hi, Alex. Do you ever make cupcakes?
No, James. I'm a guy, and guys can't bake.
Sure they can. I often make cupcakes.
Really? Are they good?
Of course. Everyone likes them.
I don't believe you.
Then let me make you some.
Okay. You can bring me some cupcakes tomorrow.
Hi, Alex. What are you doing?
I'm looking at pictures of cupcakes. Look at these.
Those are fancy. But why are you looking at pictures of cupcakes?
James is making some chocolate cupcakes for me.
Does James bake?
Yes, but that's kind of strange. Guys usually can't bake.
Of course guys can bake. Some great bakers are men.Hi, James. Did you make cupcakes for Alex?
Yes, I made chocolate cupcakes. I decorated them with strawberry slices.
Did you bring me any?
Of course. I put two cupcakes on your desk.
Thank you. Why do you like to bake?
Because it's fun. It's relaxing.And it's delicious.
Very true. Well, you can bake for me anytime.
Hi, Tina. Did you try James's cupcakes?
Yes, they're delicious. He's a good baker.
Alex had to change his mind. He said guys don't bake.
Alex was wrong. Anyone can bake. But I don't. I don't use my oven much.
I bake cakes and pies, but not too often.
Why not?
Because if I bake them, I eat them.
Hey, James, did you give your friend's information to Rob?
Yes, I gave it to him this morning.
Maybe he lost it. He doesn't have it now.
I'll email him again. He really should interview my friend.
What does your friend do?
He's a magician. He can make things disappear.
Sweet. Maybe he can make my work disappear.
Are you doing anything fun this weekend, Tina?
Yes, I'm going to pick apples at my friend's farm.
That sounds like fun. Will you pick a lot?
Yes, I love to cook with apples.
I love to eat apples.
I'll pick
some good ones for me, and I'll pick some bad ones to feed to my friend's goats. Hi, James. Have you ever eaten at Don's Steakhouse?
No, but I hear it's really good. And Don's is famous for its desserts.
I know. I'm taking my husband there. It's his birthday.
That will be a nice treat.
I think so, but it will be an expensive treat.
Well, that's what birthdays are for, aren't they?
Yes. Everyone deserves a treat on their birthday.
Alex, did you see the mayor when he came to visit today?
I think so. Was he the gentleman who was wearing a nice suit?
That was him. He came to have a meeting with Carol.
I wonder what they talked about.
Who knows? He only stayed for about 15 minutes.
Carol will probably tell us about the meeting later.
I'm sure she will.
Molly is my best friend. We eat lunch together. And we do our homework together. We watch a lot of videos together, too. We share videos all the time. Molly loves watching videos about pets. I like watching dance videos. I sent Molly a funny video last night. Today, she has one for me.
Carrie, look at this funny video,
she says.
It's really funny.
We watch Molly's video. The video shows a boy. He falls down the stairs. He drops all his books. Then he cries. The boy is not hurt, but he is embarrassed. The video is funny. I start laughing. But then I stop laughing. I think I know the boy in the video.
Hey, Molly,
I say.
Isn't that our classmate?
Yes,
says Molly. I start feeling bad. Maybe we shouldn't be laughing.
Molly, that video is terrible,
I say.
Everybody thinks it's funny,
says Molly.
See? It has lots of likes.
But that video is bullying,
I say.
They should take it down.
It's just a silly video,
says Molly.
You were laughing a minute ago.
I still feel bad. But is there something wrong with it? What do you think?
Ah, well, that really helps to see those lessons again, doesn't it? And now it's time to review with a couple of cupcakes.
I think you mean questions.
I do, but I haven't forgotten about the cupcakes, Pauline.
Okay, I'm ready for any question, Peter. Friends, you can try to answer with us.
All right, so where should we start first?
Well, let's first start with baking, since you mentioned it. So what is a cupcake? Friends, can you use your English to describe what it is?
Okay, well, a cupcake is a dessert. It's very sweet. It's a treat. It's like a cake, but it is very small.
That's right. Lots of people enjoy decorating cupcakes. What does this word decorate mean?
Well, let's see. When I decorate my room, I put many pretty things in it, so it will look good. And I love cupcakes because when we decorate them, we put frosting and other things on them to make it look very good.
And it tastes very good, too. Okay, Peter, you ask me a question.
Okay, well, since we're talking about baking, what is the thing we bake things with?
I know that one. We bake in the oven.
That's right. Okay, well, how about let's move on to our lesson that had to do with questions and answers.
Okay, I have a question. Which question did we learn about that doesn't use a question mark?
This is a very difficult one. Okay, let me think about it. It's not one of the WH questions. Those start with who, what, when, and where.
Right. Those are good questions, but those all end with a question mark, so keep trying.
Pauline, I don't know. I wonder what it could be.
Very good, Peter. You got it right.
Really? Oh, yes, I did. How did I get the right answer?
You said, I wonder. I wonder when he will come home. I wonder how much it will cost.
Oh, very good. Well, we should probably practice all of these different types of questions and maybe have a friend answer them with us. But right now, we need to take a short break. We'll see you after this. Welcome back, everyone. So, which was your favorite lesson this week?
Ooh, I liked the talk about it lesson. It's great to have a story where we can think about something like this. It may seem okay, but all of a sudden, when you know the person, it's more than just an internet video.
Yes, I agree about that. Well, now it's time to watch our features from the week. We can watch them together.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Jack's File. Something smells really good. Someone is baking something. I'm not good at baking, but I'm good at eating the things other people bake. Excuse me. I'm going to go and see who is baking and what they're baking.
The word bake just means to cook in an oven. But when we talk about baking, we usually mean cooking bread, rolls, cakes, pies, cookies, etc. These things are sometimes called baked goods. People can buy them at stores or bakeries or make them at home. Making them at home is easy, but you need an oven. When you bake, it is important to follow a recipe. Use the ingredients in the recipe. Don't change them or your baking may not taste very good or look very good. Also, mix the ingredients in order and follow the directions. Usually a recipe asks you to mix a few ingredients at one time and then all others. If you do that, you will have something delicious. Baking also takes practice. You may need to make a recipe several times before it is perfect. And even if your bacon doesn't look perfect, it will probably taste fine. So try baking something just for fun. Everyone likes the smell of baking. It makes you happy, and it makes you hungry.
Wow. This is so good. My friend was baking cookies. That is what I smelled, and the cookies taste even better than they smell. I wish you could try one. All our talk about baking probably made you hungry. Why don't you go to a bakery to enjoy a sweet treat? And I think I need another one of my friend's cookies. See you next time on Jack's File. Bye.
make a difference if you try. We can make a difference, you and I. She can make a difference here at school. He can make a difference, man, it's cool. Making a difference. Making a difference. Making a difference. Making a difference. Showing God's love to someone every day.
Hello everyone, welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today we're talking about manners. Please help me welcome my guest, Miss Edie Kitt. Hello Edie.
Hello Rob.
Edie, you are an expert on manners, right?
Right. I know all about being polite.
Then you're the perfect person to answer today's question. Our question today comes from John Feng of Miaoli, Taiwan. John writes, my family is hosting some friends from the U.S. next week. I want to be a good host. Are there any questions Americans don't like or things I shouldn't say to an American?
Great question, Sean. Every culture has different ideas about what is polite to say and what is not. You should understand other people's cultures so you aren't rude.
That's true. So what are some topics we shouldn't ask Americans about?
Well, try to avoid personal questions. Never ask someone about their weight, their age, or their salary.
Oh, yes. These things are very personal. People don't usually like to share these things with other people. What else?
Never tell an American that they have gained weight or that they look fat.
Right. People might get very angry about that.
For a similar reason, you should never ask a woman if they are pregnant.
Can you explain why?
Well, if you ask a woman if she's pregnant and she isn't, then you are basically saying she looks fat.
Right. And that can be embarrassing. Do you have any last tips?
Yes. Try to avoid asking people if they are married or if they are dating anyone. Some people don't like to talk about those things.
You're right. All right. Thanks, Edie. Really great tips. Well, friends, I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot, too. We'll see all of you next time on Question Time.
Hi, Kyle.
Hi, Carl. Can I play cards with you?
Sure. Why do you have flowers?
Oh, Cindy gave them to me, but I don't really like Cindy.
Cindy is pretty.
Oh, I almost forgot. She wanted me to give one to you.
Cindy gave me a flower.
Boys, that was a super sentence. Super Sentence Man!
Oh, awesome!
Yes, yes, I am Super Sentence Man. And I believe you said a super sentence.
Oh, I did?
Yes. The super sentence is very easy. It's like this. She won!
She won?
What did she win?
No. Like this. You said, she wanted me to give one to you.
I said a super sentence. Yay!
And I'm sure you can think of some more.
Oh, I can. She ate one, too.
Cindy ate a flower?
Oh. Well, that was just a super sentence.
It was an amazing super sentence, young man. She ate one, too. Do you have one, Carl?
Okay. She cooked one, too.
She cooked one, too.
She cooked one, too. Very, very cute, boys. Cindy cooked one flower. Well, although it is very strange, that was a super sentence, Carl. Now, why don't you both say it with me? A super sentence every day will make your English great. Good job. Well, goodbye.
Oh, bye, Super Sentence Man.
Cindy gave you a flower, and she gave one to me, too. So does that mean she likes us both?
I guess, but I don't like her. Well, you can like her if you want. She can be your girlfriend.
Oh, okay. She's my girlfriend. Let's play cards. You can have this one.
Oh, awesome.
I think that we all learned a lot of great English phrases and questions and answers today.
Well, now it's time to practice with other people. Try a question or two at home.
I've met so many students that do this at home with a friend, and they really do get better. They have very confident English.
That's great. So, friends, keep on practicing. You're doing great. And we will see you again on Monday to start whole new shows. We'll see you then, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.